Blog Talk Radio.
Kingdom greetings and welcome to DeMaio's Deliverance Ministries Prophetic Call. I am Seer Pastor Siobhan Simmons. Today we're going to talk about being still before the Lord so that we can hear His voice distinctly and also to know more about Him. We are going to look at parts of Psalm 46. But before we get started, I just want to say a quick word of prayer. Father God, we just thank you for today. And Lord, we ask that you would give us your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding, and your revelation from on high as we read your precious word. Lord, give us an ear to hear and a heart to receive that which you have for us on this day. In Jesus' name, amen. As prophets, seers, and prophetic people, we are the mouthpiece of God. In order to speak what God is saying, we must first hear Him. We must know His voice, but most importantly, we must get to know who He is. God speaks in many forms. He can speak to us through His Word. He can speak through us to us through the elements such as the wind, the fire, water. He has numerous ways in which to get His message to us. Revelation, the second chapter, the 11th verse, and there are other verses in Revelation that states the same thing, which says, "He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying." God is a spirit, and He speaks to our spirit, but oftentimes we're so busy that we say God is not speaking to us, but yet He is. Our problem is we're not still enough to hear what God is saying. We're so busy with our daily living. We're so busy with our trials, our circumstances, our issues, that our spirit is not sensitive. And so Psalm 46 and 10 sums it up perfectly when He gives us instructions. He tells us to be still and know that I am God. Not only do we have to be still, but our spirit must be sensitive to the Spirit of the living God. As prophetic people, we have to realize that we need to know who God is, not what others have told us what we think He is, but truly who He is to us. Do you desire to know who He is, or do you desire to learn more of Him? Then the first thing you must do is to be still. When you're still, you're calm. You're not moving. 1 Peter 3 and 4 reveals in the Word that God desires a gentle and a quiet spirit, a spirit that's not mixy, a spirit that's not just wavering here and there, you're just in so much turmoil that you're petitioning God for an answer, but because you're not still, you're not quiet, you're not tranquil, you cannot hear Him. So before we look at the things that we can do to quiet our spirit, let's first learn a little about who God is. If you look with me to the 46th Psalm, the first verse, it says, "God is our refuge and strength, a very pleasant, present help in trouble." He tells us a lot of things in that very first verse as to who He is. First, He is our refuge. And a refuge is an area where you would seek escape from danger, or you would seek escape from hardship. A shelter, your refuge is a sturdy place, a place that you trust to know that you are protected. God desires us to come to Him when we feel like our trials and our tribulations and our issues and our circumstances are just too much for us. He desires us to seek refuge in Him when we feel that we are in danger. Secondly, He is a place of shelter. Shelter is a covering from the elements. It's a place, if you think it's raining too hard, you think the wind is blowing too much, you think the storm is raging too much in your life, then you need to seek the Lord for shelter, that covering. Underneath the arms of the Almighty, the enemy can't find you. I like it when he gave me this analogy some time back about the shelter. When you are seeking shelter in the Lord, we know that His glory is so bright that it blinds the enemy. The analogy that he gave me is that the glory of the Lord will hide you from the enemy. The enemy will come looking for you, but because the glory of the Lord has blinded it, it cannot seek you. The shelter is so vast that you're hidden in the folds of the Almighty. Also in verse 1, God tells us that He is our place of rest. The refuge, it encompasses so many things. It encompasses our shelter, also a place of comfort. When we are sad, He makes us better. He says that when we are wounded and when we are hurt, we need to come to Him for comfort. Who knows you better than God? Who knows you? Who knows the things that you need better than God? He can give you trouble for your spirit, trouble for your heart. We can also seek the Lord for a place of rest in our refuge. Ye who are weary, come to the Lord. Sometimes we're so busy doing the things of the Lord that we become weary in well-doing. But because we don't always seek refuge for rest, we allow ourselves to be overcome with stress and with frustration and with just the everyday aspects of life. The other thing that it tells us is that our refuge can also be a place where we can let our guards down. We don't have to pretend with God. God knows who we are. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. We don't need to pretend. You can come to God and say, look, I'm overwhelmed. I feel weak, but we know that whenever we are weak, He makes us strong because we're strong in Him. Our refuge can also be a place where we can hide from the enemy. When we feel that we're about to be overtaken by the enemy, guess what? We can always seek God for that place to hide, that place where He can just nurture us, that place where He can minister to us until we are stronger, until we've gotten our confidence back, till we have come back to that place where we know who we are in him and we know who he are. Because he tells us that greater is he that is within us than he that is in this world. So we got to remember that there's more for us than there is against us. If we remember when Lucifer was kicked out of heaven, it said that he took one-third of the heavenly host. That tells us that there's two-thirds still there. And if you remember math, two-thirds is bigger or greater than one-third. Therefore, there is more for us than there is against us. So our refuge is a place of shelter, a place of comfort, a place of rest, a place where we can let our guard down, a place where we can hide from the enemy. I love it when Moses got his assignment from the Lord, and his assignment was to deliver God's people out. Says in Psalms 46 that seek me for refuge. He's saying, I am whatever it is you need me to be. If you need me to be that shelter, guess what? I am your shelter. If you need me to be your comforter, guess what? I am your comforter. If you need me to be a place of rest, guess what? Come to me and I'll give you that rest. If you need a place where you can just let your hair down, you can take off your hat, you don't have to pretend, you don't have to have your guard up, guess what? Come to me. If you need a place to hide, come to me. Also in that first verse of the 46th Psalm, it says, I am your strength. I am that person that can give you the strength in your weakness. I am the person who can empower you so that you can resist the enemy. I am that person that can give you every tool that you need in order to be victorious in this war. If you need strength, come to me. He also says that I am a very present help in trouble. And if we look at that adjective present, not later, right now. I am your help right now. You don't have to go to the priest. You don't have to go to a third party. You don't have to call your prayer partner. You don't have to call the intercessors. Guess what? I am right now your help. Glory be to God. I am the person that's here to give you assistance. I am the person that's here to aid you. I'll fight for you. I'll provide for you whatever you stand in need of. The 23rd Psalm tells us plainly, he says, I am your shepherd. You shall not want. I'm going to provide everything that you need. You need to be restored. Guess what? I'll restore you. You don't need to fear. You don't need to worry. You don't need to stress. I'm here. I got this. So that's just the first verse. The first verse gives us just a glimpse of who God is. He's our refuge. He's our strength. And he is our helper. He is the lifter up of our head. Verse 2 says, therefore we will not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Verse 3 says, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. Let's look at those two verses. Verse 2 allows us to see with our eyes, with our eye gate. We're seeing the earth being removed. We're seeing things going on in the natural. But guess what God is saying? Don't fear. Because first of all, fear is not faith. Fear is faith in reverse. And he doesn't want us to be faithless. He wants us to have a lot of faith. He tells us in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, he says, now faith is. It's a right now thing. Right now, just like he is our present help, he's our help right now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Look, I don't need you to see this thing in the natural. I need you to see this in the spirit. And if we can see it in the spirit, we'll know that things are not always as bad as it appears. Fear allows us to see things that are not there, but faith allows us to see truth. So now, verse 3 says, though the waters thereof roar. Now, if you can hear the water roar, you know it's loud. So now we're seeing things with our eyes, and it's looking bad. Now we're hearing it with our ear gate, in with our ears, and it sounds worse. But we know things are not always the way they appear in the natural. So God is saying two things here. When he talks about the river, he's talking about a covenant that he made with us. When he's talking about the stream, he's talking about the promises that he's made to us. Now, when we look at a river, we know the river roars. The river is a body of water that dumps into another body of water. The river represents all these promises, all the covenants that he's made to us. And it's just going to be collective. The promises will always come to pass. Even though it may tarry, it will come to pass. So our mindset must be kingdom building. Our mindset must be on the heavens. If the earth be removed and you've laid your treasures up on earth, you should be afraid. But if your mindset is on the kingdom, the word being hidden in your heart, then we should be rejoicing because we know that our anchor is in Christ. Our hope is in Jesus. And so it doesn't matter what our eye gate in the natural is showing us. It doesn't matter what our ear gate is telling us in the natural. We're standing on the covenant God made with us because, remember, we are engrafted into the kingdom. If we are heirs to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, if we're heir to God, if our blood is the blood of Christ, then guess what? We are entitled to every covenant, to every promise, to every blessings of our forefathers. Amen. So we don't need to worry about what we see with the natural eye, but we better look in the spirit. But in order to do that, our spirit must be still before the Lord. Amen. if we skip on down to verse number 10, it says, be still. I don't want you moving around. I don't want you going to the left and to the right. I don't want you looking here, there, and every which way. I want you to look toward me. I want you to look toward the hills from whence cometh your help and your strength. I want you to keep your eyes on the prize, and that prize is me. I want you to still your spirit so that you will know who I am. And the thing about when you still your spirit, you're believing and you're trusting. And once you can trust God, guess what? You've got it made. You're one step closer to knowing more about him. You're getting deeper into who God really is, not only who he is to you, but who he is to all of us. Because remember, when we became a new creature, when we gave our life to Christ and accepted his gift of salvation, and then also accepted his precious gift of the Holy Spirit, we were granted the opportunity of eternal life. And there are going to be times as prophetic people that God may say, I want you to go here. I want you to do this. And you may not understand what it is he's saying, but you've got to trust him enough. You've got to believe he is saying it. And then in order to know that it is God, you got to know his voice. And in order to know his voice, you got to spend time with him. In order to spend time with him, it goes right back to being still and knowing who God is. Amen. So how do we still our voice? How do we still our spirit? In order to still our spirit, we need to set time apart for God. Either early in the morning or middle of the day or at night, make it a habit of just setting time apart and try to do it at the same time so that you know this time is allotted to God and God will be expecting you because he'll show up. He's always there. He's just waiting on us. And once you've set that time apart, just lay before him. You don't have to say anything. Just rest in his presence. Just bask in his glory until you start listening and waiting on God to speak to you. Sometimes he'll speak with a still voice. Sometimes he'll drop a song in your spirit. Sometimes he'll give you a scripture. Sometimes it'll be just one word. And sometimes he just wants to enjoy your company and he won't say anything. But whatever it is, just remember you need to be still before the Lord. I pray this brief talk has been a blessing to you. I hope that you will follow God's instructions and just be still before him so that you can really know who he is, so that he can be exalted in the earth. We know the heavenly hosts and the angels and the elders in heaven always sing, holy, 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 thou art holy. They're always reverencing him. They're always exalting him. We need to get in the habit of knowing who God is and just basking in his presence, basking in his glory. Amen. If you desire prayer, you can call me at area code 843-830-9325, or you can email me at Simmons at hotmail, hotmail.com, or you can text me at Pastor Chavon, PastorChavonne, at blackberry.t, M as in Mary, O as in orange.net. We thank you for joining us on Tamaya Deliverance Ministries Prophetic Call. Join us every Monday morning at 5 a.m. for prayer if the Lord leads you. Our telephone number is 712-421-6938. The access code is 1377#. Father God, we just thank you for the word on today. Father God, I thank you for your revelation. I thank you for your knowledge. I thank you for your understanding. And Father God, as we, Lord God, read more of your word daily, God, I ask that you would just give us, Lord God, the hidden nuggets, Lord God, that we desire and, God, that you desire to give unto us. Father, help us, Lord God, to be that light that shines brightly into the world, drawing others unto you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Have a blessed day, night, life in the Lord. Shalom.